You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The best performing FlexiCap mutual funds in 5 years till August 25, 2023. While many FlexiCap funds have given very high returns in the last 1 and 3 years, not many have performed well in 5 years. Data on the website of the Association of Mutual Funds in India, AMFI, shows direct plans of only 5 FlexiCap funds have given over 15% annualized returns in 5 years. The regular plans of these schemes have given over 14% annualized returns in this duration. Here are the top 5 FlexiCap funds in 5 years. Quant FlexiCap Fund, Parag Parikh FlexiCap Fund, PGIM India FlexiCap Fund, JM FlexiCap Fund and HDFC FlexiCap Fund. Meanwhile, SoftBank Group Corp will take a group of its Indian startup founders to Silicon Valley next month for an artificial intelligence tour as the Japanese investor steps up efforts to infuse its portfolio companies with the technology. The investor is helping portfolio companies adopt AI and has been setting up meetings for the founders at BACS with the leading players in the field, said Sumer Juneja, managing partner overseeing Europe, Middle East, Africa and India investments at SoftBank's Vision Fund in an interview in Mumbai. SoftBank expects to take many of the 20 founders from its India companies on the tour, he said, without naming specific names. Now let's talk money. If you are investing in stocks, mutual funds or any other securities after paying an advisory fee to any individual or an organization, you should ensure that such entities are registered with SEBI. Also, any fee to be paid for their services should be through a new mechanism to be set up by the market regulator. Not doing so may soon leave you with no option to raise your grievances in case you're duped. In a bid to curb the growing influence of unregistered entities engaged in providing paid investment advice and research services to investors, SEBI has proposed to create a closed ecosystem for fee collection by SEBI-registered investment advisors and research analysts. On to some exciting news. Delhi is all set to host the G20 summit and welcome international dignitaries next month. Delhi is undergoing an aesthetic upgrade that will keep the national capital clean and green forever. The national capital is going to facilitate a series of 8 significant G20 gatherings. The sequence commenced with the assembly of G20 foreign ministers on March 1st, followed by various events leading up to the summit of government and state leaders on September 9th and 10th. As part of preparations ahead of the G20 summit in the capital, the centre and Delhi government are working to improve the roads of Delhi to provide a better commuting experience to international dignitaries. Next up, PM Modi distributed over 51,000 appointment letters to new recruits of government departments and organisations today at the Rashtriya Rozgar Mela. Calling them Amrit Rakshaks, the PM urged the new appointees to continue enhancing their abilities. In a speech delivered via video conferencing, PM Modi said that the country's economic growth is paving the way for the youth across sectors. He highlighted that sectors such as pharma and automobile have been growing at a fast pace. Talking about the pharma sector, he said, "It will create a huge opportunity in future." PM said, quote, "Both these industries, pharma and automobile industry, are going to further develop in the coming days," unquote. Moreover, India has now sent 3 missions to the moon, of which 2 have been successful, while 1 saw a partial failure. Its latest mission, Chandrayaan-3, created unprecedented ripples that went far and wide, announcing India's space prowess globally. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his speech at the Bengaluru headquarters of ISRO on August 26, announced that the landing spot of Chandrayaan-3 will be named Shiv Shakti. The PM revealed that there was also a discussion to name the spot where the Chandrayaan-2 met its end after crashing in 2019. However, it was believed that this could be done only after the next mission, Chandrayaan-3 succeeds in soft landing. The spot where Chandrayaan-2 crashed has now been named Tiranga. Lastly, German automaker Volkswagen Group is reorganizing its procurement of electronic parts and semiconductors to ensure supply over the long term, and in doing so, securing itself to be in the leading position in terms of technology as well as competitiveness. It has developed a new strategy for the procurement of parts with electronic components. Going forward, in close collaboration and partnership with Tier 1 suppliers, Volkswagen procurement will define which semiconductors and other electronic parts are to be used. In the past, electronic components like control units were procured and the Tier 1 suppliers were largely free to decide which parts they used. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.